Senate Bill 57, Senator Sutton. Representative Slaughter. This is a bill to allow school boards to initiate an election to change the size of a school board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My voice is not the best this morning.
Yelling for the...
I've got what's going around. This is an act for school boards to initiate an election to change the size of the school board. This this comes out of District 8 that I represent, and they was looking to reduce the size of the board, and this, they thought this would be a good year to do it because two members are up for re-election that are not running for re-election. So therefore, I do have an amendment, an emergency clause that I'd like to put on there with your permission, Mr. Chairman.
Seems to be a popular idea today. Thank you. Go ahead, Representative Slaughter.
Okay. Presently, in order to reduce the size of the school board, you must petition to do that, and we're asking for you to do this by resolution, so the school board doesn't have to petition. It's a pretty simple bill, and I think it might be has been an oversight the past few years, and I think it's it shows respect for the system, and the fact that the school board members are elected by the people in their district. And I know there are other people to testify on this, Mr. Chairman, so I would relinquish my seat to them.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Dan Sutton, State Senator from District 8. I'll just echo a little bit what Representative Slaughter said. This doesn't remove the petition process. You can still do it by petition or resolution. What this, I think, does is allows the school board the flexibility to streamline the process in a more efficient manner. If they know that if they feel it's in the best interest and they know it's going to come to a vote anyway, they just do it by resolution. It saves some time and moves the process along in a more effective manner. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would encourage your support of Senate Bill 57, but be happy to answer any questions you may have with the emergency clause.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Inc., representing the Associated School Boards. We favored this bill last year. I think it was in House State Affair. I couldn't figure out why it didn't go through, and I sure hope you give it due consideration. This is common sense. As school districts reduce in size, population, it's pretty hard to find people to run for the school board. And we do have a way to increase the size, but we don't have a way to reduce them. Makes sense.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, Diana Miller representing the ESD Plus 5, and we too would support Senate Bill 57 for two reasons, efficiency, and I think you're simply saying that you're giving the power to the school board to put it on the ballot and save some time so that the petition process would not have to be circulated and delay the vote. If it's going to go to a vote, I think the board members can certainly decide that, and then you give them the same power that you have the ability to put things on the ballot as a legislature. I think it's only right maybe that our local government governing authorities also have that right. So I would ask for your support, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further proponents? Seeing none. Opponents? Seeing none. Any discussion or actually questions of any of the proponents? Representative Monroe.
Representative Slaughter, in line 5, the only provision in the bill is for the increase, and it doesn't mention a decrease until line four and five of the second page. It's up to the point where you want the statute amended. It only provides for an increase, and I know you want a decrease, and I can see the reason for it, but the line four and five on page two is pretty superfluous. If it's overridden by the precedent set in line five of page one, do you have any problem with saying increase and then insert or decrease on line five of page one?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Mr. Ank.
Mr. Ank?
Thanks, Mr. Ank. Cooper Garnas, District 24. A couple questions for you. The first question is, will we see a reduction probably in most of, I mean, if this were to go through, do you think we'll see a lot of reduction in terms of the size of a school board?
No, I don't think so, but there are some that have 9-member boards and 7-member boards that I'm sure will come down in size.
And the next question, what's the history on that, just real briefly? I mean, why was there 7? Why was there 9?
I think that was established just as you want an uneven number, and those were the choices.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Representative Bartling.
I have a question of Representative Slaughter in regards to the amendment, if I might. I'm still learning her, sir, but in your amendment, you're calling for the emergency clause for immediate preservation of public peace, health, or safety. Why do we need that with this bill? That terminology.
I don't have an answer for you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for that.
If I might,
that's the standard language, I think, for this clause, but go ahead.
On the last bill, our emergency clause with Senate Bill 89 was that for support of state government and its existing public institutions, so there's just a little difference there in reasonings for an emergency clause, and I just wondered why on this one it would be for preservation of public peace, et cetera.
I guess I've seen two flavors of the emergency clause, and this one I haven't seen for a while. Why did you choose this one opposed to the last one?
Maybe somebody else could answer that. I do not know that emergency clause.
Would anybody help answer that question? Does anybody have an answer on the emergency clause? We had an emergency clause just on the last bill.
Yeah. If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I went to Claire and asked her to, and I think there's a couple different ways, and I don't want to speak for Claire, but I think this was the best way to word this one that pertain to this type of a statute. Is that right, Claire?
Well, go ahead. Speaking into the mic.
Generally, that form is used when it's not money related. Like the last one, there was, you know, the opt-out involves money. This one doesn't.
Okay. That's the reason, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? I have a question, Representative Monroe, on your, are you proposing that as an amendment?
I'm not going to do that, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman, because in the next statute it says that the procedure for decreasing is the same for increasing.
Okay. Well, I had a question if you were going to, so. Okay, any further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee action on Senate Bill 57. There is an amendment if anybody wants to move it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Galka.
I would like to move Amendment 57CA.
Is there a second? Second by Smith, moved by Bogalka. Any discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Koistra.
In the testimony that we heard, my understanding of the amendment was to get the emergency clause on it because of the number that were retiring. And I don't know the way this is written or whether it really needs an emergency clause. I think it could pass on its own merit. That would be my understanding of it. Does it really need the amendment? I'll also make a comment. I think what we have here is good because many of these schools went from 7 or 9, and I think in Chester School District, when they consolidated with Franklin and some of these other areas, they want as many as they can to make sure all areas are represented. And then as they reduce in size, decline enrollment, they want it. So it makes some sense. So, but my only problem is that I probably not go along with that amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I believe the reason for the amendment is that if a school board were to do this within the next couple months, they could have that election then at the June primary, or if they're having a school board election or a city election. Otherwise, it's not going to be in effect until July 1st, and then they would have to wait until probably the November election. I think that's the reason for it.
Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, those in favor of the amendment 57CA will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion carries. 57 is so amended. Further committee action?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Smith. Representative Smith moves do pass as amended. Is there a second? Second by Heineman. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor of the do pass as amended motion will say aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartling.
Aye.
Kubalka.
Aye.
Davis. Elliott.
Aye.
Varnas.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Carries.
Aye. Motion carries. Wick moves consent. Is there a second? Second by Heineman. Those in favor of the consent motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Goes on consent. Title amendment would be in order, and I'm handed on page one, line two of the printed bill, insert after board, insert and to declare an emergency. All those in, actually move that. Representative Smith moves the title amendment. Heineman seconds. Those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Title's amended.